opera, so we'll send everybody a download code so you can get the, so you can hear the recording when we're finished with it. It'll be made strange, so it'll be interesting. We'll see. But hey everybody, I'm Taylor. Really good to meet everybody. So what we're gonna do today is play with some ideas that the person that's conducting the opera tonight is a man named Anthony Braxton. And he's a composer and he's a saxophone player. He came from Chicago. Anyone ever been to Chicago? Anyone? Chicago, represent. Yeah, so he grew up in Chicago and met a bunch of other musicians way back in the 1960s. And all of these musicians were really, really interested in what's called improvisation. Can anyone tell me what improvisation is? Anyone? Anyone? Yes.
It's kind of like where you make up music on the spot.
Exactly. Improvisation is when you just sort of make up music in the moment. It's kind of like the conversation I'm having with you right now, because I did not plan this conversation. So I'm making up the words as I go. And that's what you have to do musically sometimes. You just make up the stuff as you go. And sometimes it's more fun. Sometimes it's fun to read something that you already know you're gonna say. Have you guys, anyone ever been in a play? Anyone ever been in a play or acted a part? Or do you even like play act, or you play a character? Anyone, anyone? Okay, good. Good, you've been in a play? Excellent. So you know when you have to stand up and say the line that you've learned how to say? That's like composition, where you have notes that you know you're supposed to play. But then sometimes you just get to make it up, and that can be really, really fun. So Anthony was someone who was really interested in both composition, where it's the notes that are already decided, and improvisation, where the notes are brand new. So let's try something, just really quick. I want every kid here, okay? Is everyone comfortable singing?
Yeah.
Just making some noise with your voices? Okay, so when I say go, I want everybody just to sing and just make something up, okay? Just everyone at once, let's just see what happens, okay? Let's just see what happens. Everybody make a noise, all of you. Yes, let's all, also let's leave these and get close. You're too far away. I feel very far away from everyone. Thank you.
I'm gonna do what
I'm telling you.
Come on.
Closer. Whatever you guys feel. Okay, so when I say go, I want everyone here under, how old are you guys?
8 and 11.
Okay. Let's do everyone under 8, younger than 8. And then you guys are gonna have solos parts. So you have to be ready for that, okay? So I'm gonna have everyone under 8. Ready? Make a noise. I want you to just sing anything you want all at once, as big and loud as you can, okay? When I say go, ready? Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Set. Go. So what conductors do is they get everyone's attention and then they just go. means you start. Does that make sense? So if I go like this, it means you start. If I want you to stop, guess what? What do you think stop would be? Any guesses? What do you think stop would be? Does that make sense? So go, stop. Does that make sense? Let's try that. This is the first basic principle. And when I say go, I want you guys to go. Like, give me some sound. Okay? Ready? Nice. Nice, 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 nice. You guys are doing excellent. So now let's try that one more time. Like this. I kind of like pictures into sound. You can also listen to music and draw the picture you think you're hearing. That can be interesting too, right? So like, let's say, you know, anyone ever heard of Beethoven? Famous composer, he's like, you know the piece that goes da 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 da, right? There's a piece that goes da 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 da, da 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 da, right? You heard that one? So you can speed them home and be like da 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 da, da 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 da. Are you having music? It's a good one. It's a good piece. It sort of looks like that. But one of the things that I love that's great about Anthony's music, hold a second. But one of the things that's great about Anthony's music is he's someone who he doesn't want the music to sound the same way every time. So he might listen to something and draw this space because for him, the first time he heard it was da 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 da, da 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 da. But then he might give this to somebody else and have them play it and they might hear, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. So it's the same piece of music, it's the same idea, but two different people might play it really differently. And that's what he really loves to have happen, because the idea, what happens, is every day like every other day, is every day the same?
No.
No, right? Some days are crazy and happy, some days are kind of tough, some days are raining, some days are sunny. Music should be like that, right? So music is most fun if it comes, every day comes out different. And that's kind of what we try to do music. So what we do with all of these different things, of all the stuff I'm doing, so rather than just having you do the same thing every time, like sometimes you can learn a song and you sing that song the same way every time. Sometimes it's fun to learn a song and sing it different every time. Does that make sense? So like, what's a song? Someone give me a song. Song, 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 song. Anyone give me a song? Anyone? Song? Song? You know a song? Anyone know a song? Song? Great song. So let's say you have like Old MacDonald. You have Old MacDonald. Usually it's Old MacDonald. Right? But sometimes it could be fun to be like, Old MacDonald had a farm, waddle, 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 instead of E-I-E-I-O. And then you're kind of having fun with it, you're making it a little different. Or it could be like, Old MacDonald had a farm, ah! And sometimes returning to Old MacDonald, it's kind of, it gives you a space of composition, but then instead of E-I-E-I-O, you can make up a different sound. So let's try this. I'm going to try this with you guys, okay? I want everyone, is everyone, are you guys willing to take a solo, which means you can sing all by yourself? Do you guys feel brave enough to do that? Who feels brave enough to do that? Raise your hand if you feel okay. Do you feel brave enough to do that? Anyone else, you feel brave enough? Good, good, good. More people? Do you, I think, no, maybe, no? Okay. You feeling maybe? You ready? Okay, so we got three solos. So everyone's going to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm. But then instead of E-I-E-I-O on each one of you guys can go one at a time. I'll point to you. It's going to do something different. It's going to be an improvised solo. But you respond, you know, you're thinking about Old MacDonald, but you don't have to sing the song the way it usually is. So let's see what happens, okay? So does everyone know Old MacDonald? Let's all sing together. Ready? Ready? And.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
No, but no E-I-E-I-O. We're not going to do the E-I-E-I-O, and you're just going to do something else. Ready? So we'll start with Old MacDonald. Good breath. You're always going to get a big breath before you sing. So ready? Old MacDonald had a farm. Nice. Repetition. Excellent. Ready? Again.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Something totally different. Nice. Nice. Okay, ready?
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Silence. Very John Cagey. Very appropriate. Okay, one more. Okay, who's ready? Anyone else want to try to make a sound?
What?
You ready? Okay. Nice! Okay?
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Ah, great.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Teeth gnashing, perfect.
Had a farm.
More John Cajun. It's very good. We're very minimalist here.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Absurdism, beautiful, great job guys, great job. So now what we're going to do is we're going to put all these, do you remember, what have I talked about today? What have I done so far? And can you tell me what I've done so far? You guys totally forgot. You're already like, I don't know what's in that thing. One and two, so you have long sound and short sound. We have the idea that you can take a melody and do strange things with it. So now we're going to do the part that we're going to use in our opera. So I'm going to have to ask, we've been rehearsing, you know how, do you guys know what rehearsing means? Like you try something out and then you go for it. So this time, let's try it first. We're gonna try it first with parental support and then we're gonna try to pull all the parents out. Kids only. Kids rule. Come on, kids only. So we're gonna do it. First we're gonna do all the parents to help, and then we're gonna do a kids only and see what happens with this. So I'm gonna take the line with you. Do you have the, anyone have the libretto with them that's in the opera? Do you have anyone? Anyone? You're in the opera, you have the libretto?
No.
Oh. Oh, is it Princess of, you are the Princess of Curiosity? What line are we getting in here? I should know these things. Anyone?
I probably know.
Hold on. Okay, thanks. So we're gonna find out what the line is, but I think it's either you are the Princess of Curiosity or are you the Princess of Curiosity? I really don't know. I'm a little confused. I've had a long time. But while she's figuring that out, let's revisit everything we've done, okay? See if you remember everything we've done, which is you have one, equals this, the long. Oh my, it works so much better on the chalky side. Two equals shape, like that, right? Does that make sense? So what? The first thing we did is stop and start. Let's try that, ready? Basic stop and start.
You are the princess of curiosity. You are the princess of curiosity.
Nice, great job. Okay, now we've done it. We've done, you know what loud and soft in the music world is called dynamics. That's loud and soft is called dynamics in the music world. What's called tempo is slow and fast. So now watch me. If I'm going like this, guys, don't look at the microphones, look at me. I need help here. I'm the conductor here. She's not the conductor, she's just me. I mean, okay, maybe she is the conductor, but okay. Okay, we'll watch the conductor. No, I'm not. So if we're gonna go fast, I go like this, right? This is what I have to do when I'm leading the orchestra. If you want the orchestra to go fast, well, I go like this, right? You are the princess of curiosity. You are the princess of curiosity, right? Let's try that really fast. Fast, ready?
You are the princess of curiosity. You are the princess of curiosity. You are the princess of curiosity. You are the princess of curiosity.
Nice,
you are the princess.
Nice. No, stop. Watch the stop. Good job. Good energy, guys. Good energy. Now, slow. Really slow. Ready? Fast?
You are the princess of curiosity.
Slow.
You are the princess of curiosity.
You know what's going to happen now? Remember?
You are the princess of
curiosity. Remember, what's one? Ready? Nice. I like the timbral manipulation. That's really good. That means lots of different sounds. That's really good. That's excellent. Use that. And then what we're going to call three. Does that look like a princess of curiosity? Maybe. I told you I'm not a good drawer. I'm sorry. So that's the princess of curiosity. So remember, so now we have three cues. So one is the ah, two is the ah, and three is what we're, you are the princess of curiosity. You, right? Does everyone get that?
Yeah.
And then, you guys ready? Are you up for it? Are you up for it? Are you up for it?
We're gonna find out today.
Okay. If I give you guys the A-OK sign, I just want you to dive in and just say whatever you want to say with Princess of Curiosity, okay? You want feeling up for it? Okay. We'll work with wherever you got. So remember, one, this is we're doing the big refresher course here. So we've done loud and soft, slow and fast. Well, first, I'm sorry, we've done start and stop. You've done loud. Done slow and fast, right? And we have one is ah, two is ah, and three.
You are the princess of curiosity.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. You guys want to come? Let's get closer here. We're still too far away. On all, ever get a little closer?
A lot closer.
Okay?
Okay. You said a lot closer.
That's good. No, I like, yeah, we can do this. A lot closer. Everyone in. Squeeze in, squeeze in, squeeze in, squeeze in. Okay, not too much. I think you're scaring everybody. Let's squeeze, circle. Okay, a little too close. Okay, let's get in the circle. Everyone has to see me. Remember, I'm the conductor, so everybody has to see me. So we need a tight circle. Okay, good. Everyone can see me? Yes, pull in. You guys want to? You guys want to pull? And then you can just stand because you're going to be caught there. If I give you this, will you do it? Either one. I'll trust one. Maybe. I feel you. Okay. So let's do it now. Let's try it one time with a little bit of parental help. A little bit of parental help. Okay? But not much.
Okay.
But a little bit.
Maybe.
Ready?
Ah.
got it? Nice. So now we're gonna try kids only. But you guys, kids only have to be just as loud as when you have the parents. Ready?
Kids only.
Ready? Ready?
We're hoping to.
We'll see. Okay. So remember, for you guys, you just solo with Princess of Curiosity. However, fast, slow, high, low, you guys just, you get all the dynamic stuff and the tempo stuff I just talked about. You've got it internalized. When you feel it, you just got it. Okay? So, we're gonna start. Ready? Actually, I'm sorry. Let's all stand up. It's always good to stand up. But I'll stay on my knees, because then we'll all be about the same height. That's a good way to do it. Okay? Because everybody said sit somewhere, so let's get in the line so everyone can see me. Okay, let's get in the, everyone who wants to do it, let's get in the line. Okay, I'll go. So get in a good line so everyone can see everybody. Everyone pull up a little bit.
I'm higher than you.
Yeah, so get here. Make room so there's everyone in a line. Make room so you'll come in a little bit. Come in a little bit, guys. Okay, good group. Ready? Everyone, all the young ones, we'll say under 12. Okay, now, I just want to get, now this time, and you know how we talked about shape, the same as the shape things being the same as drawings? So I want you guys just to follow me. This is what we would call conduct. I'm just going to make, remember, we have one for the long sound, two for the short sound, but sometimes I'm just going to make a crazy shape. I want you guys to try to sing what that crazy shape is, as loud as you can. Okay, so let's just try it. Ready? Watch me. I need everyone. Ready? 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 You guys in? Ready? Watch me. Make the sounds. What's the sound like?
Thank you.
that kind of introduces you to the basic idea of what language music is. Just using language, you can take little ideas and build ideas together with it. Does that make sense? So just thank you guys so much. Thank all of you guys for bringing your kids out to check this out. Make sure you give your email to Roulette, so we'll send you how we use the recording, where your lovely, wonderful children's voices will be deconstructed and ripped apart and turned into something strange and electronic. But it's really fun. So thanks, everybody. Big chance, everyone.